1986, with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. I'm convinced that this COVID thing, this worldwide COVID disaster, has been an assault from the devil in his attempt to put believers into fear so that they will retreat from advancing the gospel of the kingdom of God. Even believers have gotten into fear. And look, how do I know that he's trying to stop the gospel? Look at the church. We should be packed out. Look at all the churches. And then they're stopping you, have it in your cars and things like that. You've seen the craziness going on. The devil wants your voice silenced. Why? Because you've got the solution. You've got the answer. You've got the Christ to hand out. Amen. And so he's come with this. He wants to stop the worldwide explosion of the gospel being sent forward. That's why he's closed the churches worldwide. There are many churches that don't have technology like we've got. They're not internet streaming today. They are hooked up and they're not even in each other's homes. They don't even have the internet and Zoom, and they've lost contact with the sheep and the shepherd. And Jesus said, these people are like sheep without a shepherd, meaning that's not good. Amen. So he tries to stop the voice of the church. He's trying to stop you, your voice. Say, I am the church, and I will not be stopped. Now, I'm not saying defy government orders and things like that. You know, if they said we can't preach the gospel on internet, that would be another argument we'd be having right now. You understand? They try to shut me down. They're doing this to protect people's lives. I understand that. And I'm not going to buck that system. Let them do what they need to do to protect the people. I don't invite people yet, and I don't kick them out. You make your own decisions, but make sure you use it wisely. Make a wise decision. And if you need to wear gloves and masks and helmets and slippers and shoes and whatever else and bubble wrap, that's fine. Do it. Amen. But they're not trying to, the government is really not trying. Maybe some factions in the government are, because you know they're trying to silence the voice of the Christian. But this particular government right now is not. Amen. If they were trying to stop us bringing the word by any means, well, then there'd be a whole different ball game and we'd all be, it would be different, right? But they're really just trying to protect the people and not spread it. And listen, most of them don't know better. You and I have been fortunate to be raised up in a church like this, where I was in South Africa, a church like this where you've been before, hearing the word of faith, the truth about healing, about protection, about direction, about your future, about your destiny. We've heard the truth. We've seen the miracles, signs and wonders, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts of healing, gifts of faith, gifts of prophecy, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such as no law. We've learned these things. We are different to people who have not learned it. You see, we know how to stand on our own two feet. We know how to stop the onslaught. We know how to stop the assault. We know how to stop the attack against our children in our family. We know how to keep the finances coming in, whether everything else closes down. You know, I got a bit of a surprise. I received a letter in the mail to Gerard Curry. and it was from the government. And they said, we are depositing X amount into your account. You don't need to do anything. It'll be a direct deposit. And I said, who gave you my details? Who gave you my account number? Who told you my routing number? He told you all of this stuff. The guys, you better get into Christ real good. You see, if there's ever a bank run, and there's a banker there, a Christian man, if there's a bank run, or they call it a bank holiday, the government's got access to your account. And if you've got the wrong government in, come on. So I was just, wow, I'm glad I'm getting money. I mean, like, I know I'm not paying for it now. We'll later on down the line, with inflation and all kinds of things, we're going to pay for it. You understand? It's not free money. The only free you get is from God. You do realize that. Amen. But I'm grateful I got it. Hey, I might need a new set of golf clubs somewhere. Who knows? I'm joking. But the point is, they're making a direct deposit into my bank account. I never gave anybody details about my bank account in that place. How many of you got a letter? How many of you know it's direct deposit? Did you give them your details? Well, they got it from the IRS. Are the IRS able to just go and give your details of your bank details to whoever? Well, that's a government. Yeah, but you know the treasure, what do they call it? The Treasury Department? No, not the Treasury. It's not even American. The Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve Bank? I thought for the longest time was American. How many of you thought that? Come on, don't lie. There you go. See the hands? I thought the Federal Reserve was an American conglomeration doing this thing. It's not. It's not. It's the Bilderbergs and the Otherbergs and all other kinds of people in the world controlling our finances. This is exciting, eh? You see the guy with the wheel off the bike? Make sure you know how to land on that back wheel and rim, 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 and keep going. Amen? You better get your act together. Praise God. So these are exciting times, and I'm excited that God is with us. And he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. And so what we've got to do is we need to be wise and do what we can to protect ourselves, but do not react in fear. Do not react out of a place of fear. Do what's necessary. Wash your hands, elbow pump, whatever you want to do, all that kind of stuff. Keep your hands clean. Wear the mask if you feel led to do that. Listen, I'm not going to look at anyone differently if they do that, because I'll think, wow, that person's not embarrassed to do that in front of me. So they're probably a genuine person. Come on. So that doesn't bother me in the slightest. And how do I know that God didn't tell that person to do that? And how do I know that, you know, whatever. So I don't look at people differently. No, do all that you can. I get home and I wash my hands. I say goodbye to all of you and I take the pump, ch-ch-ch, and I clean my hands. You know what? Use wisdom, but don't do it in fear. You do not come from a place of fear and run around doing that stuff. Ooh, 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 ooh. Have you heard the fear sound? That goes like, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the sound of fear. Amen. Fear is never the answer. What fear does, it results in blurred thinking. It results in bad decisions, and it renders faith useless. When you're in fear, you will make decisions coming out of that place of fear, which is not a place of God and faith, because faith would have a complete different response than what fear has. Amen. Praise God. And now listen, God's word promises us a sound mind if we claim it. Well, I've not been given a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Yeah, but you've never claimed it. You've never spoken it out of your mouth. You've never declared it, decreed it, prophesied it over your life. You've heard the scripture. You don't even know where it is. You need to get the word. You need to put it in your heart, and you need to speak it over your life and then tell your family. Can you say, well, let's go to it. 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 1. And if I go a few minutes late today, just be happy, because otherwise you're going to go back home and sit and stare at each other. Or Netflix. Please, not the news. All right. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Look what he says, yeah? For God has not given us a spirit of fear. but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen, like every promise in the Bible has to be grabbed and taken by faith, you have to also get your sound mind by faith. You see, until you start claiming this, you will end up with a spirit of fear with the world and what's going on. You've got to say, no, I know my God. I know His word is true. I've got a relationship with Him. I know He cannot lie. Therefore, I cannot have fear in my life. It's got to be an illegal thing trying to get into my life. So I bind you, fear, in the name of Jesus. I have not been given that spirit, but I've been given a spirit of a sound mind. I profess it. I proclaim it. I declare it. And I reveal it by the things I do. It's fun, eh? Isn't that fun? Take the word and pray the word. Just pray the word. Just decree and declare the word. And so not only do I have a sound mind, I think logically, I think spiritually, I think from God, I think with faith, I'm not in fear. Not only do I have a sound mind, but I've also got the power. Power to come up with witty inventions and ideas. Come on. Power to decipher how to get out of the situation of no money, because God's given me the power to get wealth. Come on. Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gave you power to get wealth. Well, yes, your power getting into action right now. I get finances in. I see multiple streams of income coming in because God has given me a powerful mind. And with that powerful mind, I bring the finances in and I'll help lives. You got to decree it, declare it, prophesy it, speak it out of your mouth. Oh my God. And not only that, listen, He's also given me a sound mind. You know, it's an unsound mind. Let me tell you what an unsound mind is. And God's just given this to me now. James 1:8. He says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That's an unsound mind. When you vacillate between faith and fear, God and the devil. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh. Amen. So I've got a sound mind, which means I stay in faith. I stay hooked up with the King of Glory. Come on. This is great for us at this time. Isn't this great for us at this time? I want to hear truth like this, that God's got this, man. God's got this. If I just stand in faith with what He's given to me, I'm going to come through on top of this thing better than I went in. Come on, you got to do that. So I've now got a sound mind. Remember the man, the prodigal son, when he pulled away from God? He went away from the father. That story is really about the father loving the son, but there's some great applications we can apply to our lives, because this man that was, he left his home, he took his inheritance, he left his father's house, and he spent it on righteous living, like most of us have sometime or other in our lives, right? Remember those days? And then he was so hungry when COVID-19 came, and he couldn't go to people's houses because no one would feed him, and they were scared to come near him. He was like a leper. He went and he ate the pig's food. Come on, he's eating pig's food. Where are the pigs? And he was an Israelite. And a pig was an illegal alien to him. And I don't mean it that way. I mean just an illegal thing he couldn't eat. Right? So now watch this. The Bible says when he came to himself. Read the scripture. It says when he came to himself. So he was not in his right mind. He was not in his sound mind. He had got out of that, out of the kingdom, out of faith and everything. The Bible says when he came to himself, he said, hey, my father's servants live and eat better than I do. Came to himself. So many people don't have a sound mind because they're not confessing it and they don't know what to expect when they confess it. Expect that you can do things that you otherwise ordinarily would never be able to do with a sound mind that's focused. And the world is falling about you and people are panicking and they're running to and fro. As knowledge has increased and technology has increased and people are running to and fro. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They didn't have water at Sam's. Let's go to TJ's. Ooh, they closed at TJ's. Where are we going to go now? Publix. Ooh, they wouldn't let me in without a mask. Ooh, and we're running to and fro to get toilet paper. And yet I say, I have a sound mind. No fear. Power. Love. Have you got some poo-poo paper?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest